morning, wonderful people. Welcome to my channel. Before I get into this intimacy podcast, we are checking the dynamism in intimacy. And I'm following the following 4 points. I wanted to give you an introduction before I get into it. If you've seen this, just skip this part. If you're new, welcome to the exploratory channel of Vedic Astrology. Anyway, number one, what am I considering here? Moon compatibility by Gana of Nakshatras, that is the Dev Gana, Rakshasa Gana and Manushya Gana. We'll see that. As we go along, we'll see that. I'll keep giving different points for you, each place. Number two, also while using this, check the Ascendant, Venus and Mercury and the 7th Lord Nakshatras. Nakshatra placement, wherever they are, whichever house they are, check all these three when you are doing a voluntary or very deliberate comparison. Okay, don't go blindly only by the moon. Check all of these three as well, because all of those, each one of those, plays a part in mental, emotional and physical agility that is required. If there is too much stiffness, you will not absorb. Okay, agility to absorb, be willing to work with oneself first. Always self comes first. There is so many things I have shared on the Google Drive. You can see even the community post. You can look that up, use that, share it, whatever. Number three, these podcasts will examine the dynamism within intimacy, considering in the subcontinent of India, earlier they were doing matchmaking. Nowadays, people are just going around sleeping with everyone, youngsters. So this is a madness which people are leaving their old culture. There was some wisdom in it. But anyway, if you're still doing matchmaking, use these principles along with going to a traditional Jyotish, for example. Okay, for all those who are matching the moon in the charts, have this as a guideline to begin with. Get some understanding. Don't go blindly to an astrologer. Or even in this day and age, dating one another. The dating business which we have borrowed from the Western civilization. Never mind, I don't want to dig that rabbit hole. Number four, check the Google Drive link in description box in each podcast. The files are there. Use them for your own analysis. You can do it with AI, you can do it with whatever. So we will begin the podcast. Let's begin. Now let us try to match the intimacy aspects between Mrikshira and Pushya. Man or woman. In this case, we are taking Mrikshira woman and Pushya man. Because typically people think Cancer means woman. So that's why I'm changing the genders, just so you get an idea that this is not gender specific. This is moon specific. This is lunar kind of astrology, isn't it? Before that though, something that you need to understand about intimacy itself as an aspect. This is my self-discovery along the journey of life. Why is it important to know yourself, be intimate with your own parts in your own chart, all aspects, light, shadow, everything put together? Why is that important? We talk of kindness. That's the first step, isn't it? Even in intimacy, even in the new human being model, I have put it there. Kindness. We have forgotten that in this world. Everything is about criticism more than kindness. We have to shift that energy a little bit. It's happening in this new energy. Kindness. How will you get kindness? Unless you know all parts of yourself first, you don't know how to be that with others. It is your personal experience that has to happen in life, isn't it? So understand this from that perspective. Now let's get back to Mrikshira woman and Pushya man. So there is still that 1-3 dynamic. Mrikshira is in Taurus and Pushya is in Cancer. So there is that water and earth element dynamic once again, just like it was in Punarvasu last pada. So the mind, communication, pacing and thought style. Even these thought styles, you through the playlist of Eclectic Astrology, which has got more like NLP, MBTI, Enneagram, all that, just to create a bridge. Or even I Ching and Gene Keys, just to create a bridge. All these bridges that I'm kind of building from different forms of learning esoteric sciences back to the Vedic Astrology and Nakshatras is to understand that there is a commonality of other systems which tie back to this one. Although this one doesn't go forward to all of those. This has got far more depth in it, Vedic Astrology. That's why I stick to this. Mrikshira Taurus Moon, mind, communication and thought style. So what are her desires as Mrikshira? calm, aesthetically pleasing to talk, no harsh words. That's what she desires in the mind. Stability, predictability in planning. A partner who listens to nuances and respects boundaries. So many boundaries are being crossed in partnerships. How do you expect to create any intimacies? You should generally take care of that. Doesn't matter which nakshatra you are. How he fulfills the pusha style. Speak with emotional courtesy, soft tone and clear promises. Again, promises need not be kept. Just keep your word. Promise is a very big word and very highly abused. Turn his caring nature into reassuring structure. I've handled this. Rest is easy. Rest easy. That made a hell of a difference, isn't it? Encourage her curiosity by grounding it. Let's explore that, but we'll keep our base safe. These are all tips which is provided by artificial intelligence. Sometimes it's artificial stupidity, really. Repeat commitments. She finds security in consistency of phrase and action. Pusha, Cancer, him. So now I put the man as a sensitive Cancerian. Dialogue that feels safe and morally sound and respect for tradition. That's what Pusha wants. Pusha is highly traditional in nature in Cancer. Ashlesha is a different energy. We shall see that later. But I'm saying Pusha comes in the nakshatra of Saturn. It's a Saturn ruled nakshatra sitting in the exaltation of Jupiter and in sign of Moon. A mix, tremendous amount of potential, guru-like, okay? Dialogue that fully sound and respectful, that's what he wants mentally. To be appreciated as a protector, a provider, and a guide. A partner who values family and emotional continuity. How she fulfills it, her style, Mrikshira style, offers gratitude through actions, not lectures, a warm meal, aesthetic home gesture. Too many words being used these days, thrown around with social media, isn't it? Just verbiage, garbage. There is not much of all involvement of action. Word is not followed by action. This is why the words like I love you lose meaning really fast. Everybody loves that everybody for 5 minutes and then drops out of the bed. That's not intimacy, isn't it? That's foolishness. Affirm his integrity. I love you dependable. I love how dependable you are. Sorry, a little groggy today. Let him lead the moral frame while she brings creative refinements. Avoid sarcasm. Avoid for every nakshatra. I mean, these are general tips, isn't it? Sarcasm is just passive aggressive. It's violence if you're just being with your partner like this. You don't know what they are going through. If you don't know what to say, silence is better than giving a rant or sarcasm. Replace with humor and tenderness. He reads tone more than content. Now let's see the emotional part of things. So let's talk of the emotional side, safety, bonding and repair part of it. Mrikshira Taurus, what she desires, emotional serenity. No unpredictable swings. Slow affection that deepens rather than flares. So there is a slow, steady energy there. To be cherished for loyalty and taste, not pushed for change. Mrikshira loves a quiet, explorative type of energy as a nakshatra. So this is what she needs. How he fulfills. Keep home rhythms predictable. Same bedtime talk, same morning tea rituals and so on. After conflict, use gentle physical reassurance, hand-holding, shoulder touch. Okay? Protect her from chaos. She blooms when life feels orderly. Praise her for steadiness allowed. She rarely self-promotes. Pusha, Cancer. What does he desire? Emotional response and warmth. His giving must land somewhere. Respect and reassurance that his care is valued. Emotional reciprocation. He thrives on shared responsibility. There is a dynamic of earth and water as you are following this, isn't it? How she fulfills it now. Mirror his affection immediately, even briefly. You make me feel safe type of approach. When he withdraws into duty, which is a tendency of Pusha, by the way, invite him back softly with sensory cues, music, candlelight, like hints, you know? Subtle hints, subtle cues. Keep ritual of gratitude, weekly note, touch of appreciation. Cancer loves appreciation. You need to appreciate Cancer. It's the root of everything. It's the first of the female sattvic signs. So you got to appreciate all this. Avoid shutting down during his protective mode. Thank, then reopen for conversation later. Giving space, something that partners do not understand. Especially women of this day and age, my God, they don't understand boundaries. They expect one, but they don't provide one, which is a common theme I'm seeing everywhere in social media. Too many expectations from women, too many entitled women, and that's why they're losing out on all the good partners, isn't it? There's always a reason how things unfold and why they unfold. Match, which we are doing now. Nakshatra, but also considering elementals. So whenever you see this kind of a dynamic, think about those elementals. Earth holds the water, not the other way around, isn't it? So wherever the earth sign, which in this case is Taurus, right? The leaf sign there, and the Cancer is water. So earth, Mrikshira has to hold Pushya more. Okay, think of that as a dynamic. This will become clearer as we go through other nakshatras. Anyway, let's come back to this. So physical intimacy, chemistry, cadence and turn-ons. Again, it is kinesthetics. Use all five senses. Do not ignore a single sense. It's my cautionary advice to all you guys, men and women out there listening to this. All five senses. Have you tasted your partner, smelled your partner, touched your partner, hugged them? Have you looked at them? Eyesight. People don't even look properly. They're just seeing what they have to see from their filters, isn't it? NLP. Never mind. Mrikshira, Taurus, her desires. Slow sensuality, beautiful surroundings and tactile security. He needs security. Mrikshira is soft nakshatra, symbolized by deer, isn't it? Partner who notices details, skin texture, breath rhythm and temperature. See, we're getting kinesthetic now, isn't it? All these are kinesthetic. Safety before surrender. Very, very important. That's why emotional and mental alignment is so crucial if you want to maintain intimacy. This day and age, it's very easy to find lovers. It's very difficult to find good intimate friends. Friends, I'm saying. Not necessarily your bed partners. See, you can sleep in the same bed for decades on end, as couples even, and not have anything going on. That's where we are coming from, folks. Intimacy, how to maintain it. Not your honeymoon phase. Okay, how he fulfills Pushya style. Begin with emotional foreplay, conversation, praise, gentle jokes. Where are all these gone, you might say? Keep lighting and temperature warm. Water element loves ambience. Alternate nurturing and passion, like massage, like embrace, like eye contact. All kinesthetic elements. And with holding, she associates after touch with trust. So touching for Mrikshira apparently is a sign of trust. I trust you. But again, that comes after the emotional connect has been made. Otherwise, there is no sense of security. There's just violation of boundary, isn't it? Pushya, Cancer, what does he desire? Emotional connection as a prerequisite to desire. Expressions of gratitude and gentle devotion. Cancer. Acts of caring, eroticism. That's more in Ashlesha, but it begins in Pushya. Nurturing the partner is foreplay. Nurture him. Know that he is taken care of. Welcoming. How she fulfills it, her style. Express sensual gratitude. Touch his hand when thanking him. Allow him to initiate with care. Respond with softness, not surprise. Create a safeness, a safe space. One of the big elements of intimacy. People don't feel safe with the other one. Because a lot is judged and separated rather than understood or absorbed. That doesn't create safety. I don't care if you're married for 50 years and celebrating some fake anniversary, okay? There has to be a safety with one another. I have seen tons of couples, and being a light worker and sensitive, around even a restaurant, for example. If I go to a restaurant, I see couples all the time. There is so much not there. It's just they are a couple. They're smiling for the camera, maybe. When they introduce themselves as husband and wife, there's nothing there. There is no safety. I sense a big absence of safety in couples when we talk of intimacy these days. It needs to be you know, revitalized, I guess. So create a tidy space, pleasant fragrance and slow music. Compliment his body or tenderness. He rarely feels admired physically. Now let's conclude with all the bottom lines. So let's wrap up Pushya Mrikshira with bottom lines. Rituals and micro practices that fit this particular pairing. Home rituals, nightly, every night. Both share one comfort they enjoyed, one cares they gave. Garden and hearth, monthly. She chooses one aesthetic upgrade, flowers, decor and so on. And he builds or maintains something practical, a shelf, a fix, something. These rituals you can derive on your own also later, okay? Water, earth, meditation. That's very good for this because of the elemental connection. She needs to do an earth ritual. He needs to do a water ritual. That kind of a thing. Exchange your elements. Share a bath, foot soak, 10-minute silence, closeness. Just even hold each other naked and not engage in anything. I dare you, try such things. Releasing stress. Sunday supper of gratitude. Same meal, same time, each names one small appreciation. People forget that intimacy is not like a birthday that happens once a year. You have to carry this out every day like you brush your teeth. Mind, emotion, body snapshot. For her, Mrikshira Taurus, mind, stay open to his guidance. He's a good guide, by the way. Pushya is a very good guide. I have Mercury in Pushya, ask me. Boy's preferences, gently. Emotion, accept protection without surrendering autonomy. Very critical. Body, slow rhythm, beauty, small novelty each time. For him, Pushya, mind. Guide softly, not parentally. Don't try to teach him. He himself is a teacher. Emotion, express care through consistency, not control. Body, create safe sensual space and respond to her subtle cues. That's how you align these. We are trying to align both their energies. Bottom line, this Mrikshira Taurus woman and Pushya Cancer man union is the archetype of steady devotion with elegant tenderness. Wonderfully put. That's one thing ChatGPT is good at, putting things in a, you know, nice verbiage. I can't think of with my brain fried in these energies. The earth-water chemistry ensures longevity. The 1-3 moon link provides mental cooperation, and Deva-Deva-Gana combination ethos keeps the tone respectful and pure. That's why we are matching by Ganas, because their very, very deep core drive is very respectful and pure. They're seeking higher wisdom. When they blend their sensual artistry with his nurturing leadership, the relationship becomes a sanctuary, grounded enough to last, gentle enough to heal, and sensual enough to stay alive. One point I wanted to make before I finish up. I said Deva-Deva connection. You have to see the ascendant. You have to see Venus. You have to see Mercury also. When you talk of intimacy, all these have to be evaluated with the moon. Okay? Take care that those are also in Devganas. That will be the most ideal. Wherever they are in the chart, it doesn't matter. If they are in Devganas, they are thinking on a higher plane of something. If the other ones are in Rakshas Ganas and one is only this is in Devana, sorry, that's not happening like a magic. You have to work at it consciously. I'll see you in the next day. Care, be safe.